Today, I was wondering when someone asked me about his problem in his business, or if somebody would ask me about problem in their own life, I always have a clear idea about how they should be doing it, and I'm often able to give them a good advice. But sometimes I find myself in similar situations and I find myself very stuck. And I'm thinking, what is it that I'm doing wrong when I'm so easily able to advise others? Why do I find it difficult at times to use the same advice for my own self? Then I came across this line and it hit me very hard. I thought I should share it with a podcast to all my listeners. This line is called as this. There is a phenomena which is called as Solomon's paradox. King Solomon was a wise man. People used to come to him for advice, and he always had a rational, logical answer for them. And he would always tell people how they should lead their life and would give them a very logical answer to their situations. But when we look at his own life, he had married many times. He had a difficult time in his own personal life. Now, how could a wise man who knew about what others should be doing all the time, how would he be not so clear about his own problems in life? This is called as Solomon's paradox. And suddenly struck me how we all are so easily able to tell others what they should be doing, how they should be leading their life, what is it that they're doing wrong. But when it comes to our own life, we tend to struggle. And I started to dissect it further. What I realized was that when I am thinking about a problem which I am facing, it is not just the problem, it is also compounded by my emotional reaction to the problem. I am emotionally attached to the outcome, plus I have a baggage of my own self-doubts and my own previous investments into the different relationship, and whatever you may have done in the past, it is all clouding your thought process. You know what is to be done, but you are so clouded by the emotional component that you are not able to think as logically, as rationally, as a bystander. Now, have you ever wondered why the people who are giving commentary in cricket are always able to see much better than the player on the ground? Because the player on the ground has to face the consequences. You are sitting aloof without any consequences. You can look at it with a very cool mind. What does this imply? This tells me that there is a role often of a person who is not in the game to give you an overview of a situation at times. That is what in terms of in whenever we are preparing for a competition or a sport, or we are running a business, you're an entrepreneur, there's a role of a mentor or a coach on who can give you a bird's eye perspective based on his own experience in life. But he can see your situation without having the emotional baggage that you have and give you a very logical advice. So can we use the Solomon's paradox to our own advantage? I started thinking, and I started this activity in my morning gym. I had a friend who had worked in a big multinational companies as a consultant in the past. And I started talking to him about my own business situation. And we started, having a conversation about the situation, and many times these things that were looking very complicated to me because I was deep into it, they would look, he would give a different perspective to it, and that helped me open my own mind. Then I realized that, what is it that we do as in the organization? I'm running an organization called as DAMS, where we teach doctors for their postgraduate exams. And many times you would assume doctors to be to know it all. But when we talk to these students who are facing an exam, many times they seem to have got it all entangled, they seem to have got it all complicated. And many times I have sat with maybe thousands of students and, with a simple piece of paper, explained to them the basic ideas about How do you make your concepts? How do you practice questions? What is a checklist phenomena? How do you, train your mind before the exam? All those things would seem so common sense, but sometimes you're missing it because you're too close to the problem. So what I've learned in life is when we are too close to the problem, when we are the one who is facing the challenge, it is not just the challenge which is affecting us. It is also the emotional component to it. It is also our own past beliefs and whatever we have done in the past. For example, as an entrepreneur, sometimes you might have spent your life doing a business in a certain way and the world has changed, but now you're trying to manage what you were doing in the past and also trying to change accordingly. And sometimes you are not able to see that there is more sense in leaving the dead baggage. So, but when you talk to people who are not invested into it, they can see the truth as it is because it is not their emotional baggage. And another phenomena similar to the Solomon's paradox is called as flogging a dead horse. Sometimes, and I see this in many of my students, sometimes they buy a resource, they buy a course which is not useful, which is voluminous, but they have, done a few chapters here and there from the resource. And now because they're invested into it, they know it is not going to be useful. They know it is not a good idea. But you keep flogging the dead horse and you waste another year flogging the dead horse because you do think I have already made an investment on it. It is just like somebody who had a horse at one time, but now the horse is dead. But you still keep flogging it, hoping that one day it will wake up, and because you've made a big investment once upon a time. I see this in businesses. I see this everywhere. So I feel there are two interconnected thought processes, very less often talked about. You need a third party perspective to your problems. Often you need, even in your relationships, you may not be able to see what is going on, but somebody else is able to see, you are not behaving properly to your wife or your friend or whatever is going on. But because you have that emotional component and you have that past investment in mind that, okay, I have done this for him, I have done this for her in the past, and you keep having that baggage with you. It is all interconnected, but you need that perspective. So my suggestions are seek mentors. Talk to them, seek perspectives. If you are not able to find any mentors or perspective, read good books. Sometimes I have found that, the problem you are facing today, someone else might have faced in the past and might have written a book about it. Read books, find perspectives which are different from yours. Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo. Don't be afraid to, think. I've seen many people, when you are, if you show them opinion or perspective opposite to what they're doing, sometimes you're so afraid of exploring it. You have to get out of this intellectual cowardice, explore it, try to find out, and you will see a different perspective to your problems and probably, make a bigger impact in whatever you're doing. I hope this podcast helps you. Do follow me on Pep Talks by Dr. Sumer Sethi on Spotify, and let me know if you enjoy this podcast. I wish you all the best. I would remind you once more of a line that I often say in all my talks, apna time apun khud laega.